between 12:30 to 2:30, a fire broke out in IYF. Many of you may not be aware probably. Above the computer room, we have the tape ministry room. So there was a huge fire. Of course, there was a fan which was switched on, which was not working, getting heated up, and it created a spark. There was a short circuit and there was a big fire. So devotees got up, and lots of devotees came, and we were trying to, you know, take some water and put it off, but it was a useless endeavor. When you call the fire brigade people came. We went outside the temple, and from behind we observed it was such a big fire and huge smoke. The fire brigade people were so enthusiastic. In fact, when I saw them, I was thinking how spirited we should be in our spiritual life. They jumped up in the wall and took stones and threw and broke open the glass window and started sending jets. And right from the vehicle, straight the jets were sent to the fiery spot in the top. Of course, we observed from behind how, even after putting jet of water on the top, the whole room was flaming with orange flames, huge. Then they, with great difficulty, they got into the room. I believe, you know, it has so many small compartment rooms, full of smoke. There was no place for smoke to go actually. And they put out the fire. Practically three vans came. They got into IYF, and they in fact took the jet inside the room. They went to the source from where the fire was starting, and they stopped the source itself. Then it was put off completely. It took almost 1.5-2 hours to stop the whole thing. The water was like boiling water, which was coming down from the top. Fortunately, there were no devotees sleeping in IYF. There was no risk for any life risk for any devotee. And there was a loss of almost 25,000-30,000 rupees worth things. Computer was completely burned down to ashes. And there were some CDs and tapes at the top. Fortunately, none of the books in BRR were touched, or none of the computers down were touched. Only that one single room completely got burned down. It's all fully blackish. So many devotees were awake practically for a couple of hours in the night yesterday. So I also want to warn all the other devotees, those who are living in bamboo house, it's a fire prone zone because it's all made of bamboo. Yesterday Urkeshanpur ran and brought a big extinguisher, huge, that gas cylinder. When we opened it, there was nothing inside. So we wanted to extinguish the fire. But we opened it, there was practically no. In fact, if there was no fire brigade yesterday, the whole IYF building would be burned down to ashes yesterday. Fire brigade immediately brought three huge engines, and with great enthusiasm, they just were sending jets from front and back and from all directions. They went inside. So it was put off timely. Otherwise, because the whole building is made up of wood inside. So similarly, the bamboo house, and also here in our kitchen, we have the kitchen loft, and we have congregation loft, and accounts office loft. Everywhere we have lofts made up in order to get more place. So I would request the devotees to be careful. I have told them that we should get extinguishers and keep in all these places, so that only when such risks come, we think of those preventive measures. So devotees should take care of that. But I was also at the same time thinking how they were putting out the fire. It was like the fire was like getting uncontrollable. In the material world, the sufferings in this material world is also uncontrollable. Now, as in Bhagavatam, there is a mention in one verse which says, sometimes fire is created with no one's knowledge, suddenly. Nobody knows why this fire was created. And sometimes the fire jumps from one point to another point, leaving one house in the middle, jumps to the third place or fourth place, because the destiny or will of providence is extremely powerful, and with our limited vision and minds, it's very difficult for us to assess what could be the cause of such happening. suddenly we have to pray to Shri Radha Kunjabihari that in our service to him, service to their lordships, if there is any impurity, the Lord should enlighten us about it and free us of that impurity. Every one of us residing in this campus, if you are doing anything impure, that will contribute to such things. It's very likely, because it is generally said Radha Krishna worship is very difficult. And offenses cannot be committed in their service. Gaurnitai, anybody can serve. But Radha Krishna service is very risky, and people who are living in the premises, if anybody is doing anything impure, then that can lead to problems. So earlier there was a small accident in the kitchen, some way back, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. There was a gas cylinder fire. It was put off immediately. So this is the second accident in the campus, and there are a lot of wooden things in the campus. Both from a mental point of view and spiritual point of view, we have to be aware of things, and we have to take preventive measures so that unnecessarily we don't lose the lives of devotees. So I would request devotees to take note of this. As we say, the impurities in our heart give rise to this Bhava Mahadava Agni, greatest fire in our heart, in which everyone's mind is flaming. Recently I came to know one of the computers in our campus, this computer which is in or near the Balaji's place, the computer had some pornographic site downloaded. I was so shocked. I just came to know a couple of days ago. It was such a shock for me, such an impure thing happening in such a pure campus. So I don't know who is the culprit, but Lord will not spare him. He will severely be punished. Because if a policeman robs in a bank, then he will be getting double punishment for that. So we are trying to preserve the purity of the campus as much as possible. And if people or anybody is contributing to any impurity in the campus, I have always have been observing, wherever there is possibility of impurity, I am catching them by the neck and warning them. So if any of you observe any such thing,